Greg Stamp and Good Day program. Anybody know how to cook shrimp?
Yes.
How do you cook it? Boil it?
Number of ways. Saute it, boil it.
Yeah, no, I just about, for me, what's simple? Throw in a boil. Somebody gave me some shrimp, and I just decided I'd throw them in a pot. And
yeah, boil them with some like bay leaves and hot stuff.
Hot stuff.
Yeah, hot stuff.
Hot stuff.
Make hot boiled shrimp.
There she
saute
is.
Them, though. Or grill this, them.
Really?
Put a skewer through them.
Yeah.
Grill them.
A
little bit of barbecue sauce.
Maybe I'll just cook them first, and then we'll worry about what we do with them afterwards. That is, we'll cook them so they're cooked, and then maybe we can do something clever
really,
with them afterwards.
I don't like boiling them, though. Steaming them is better.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens if you boil them?
They just seem tough.
Really?
You can't overboil them. If you overboil them,
well, you know him.
Like
he just threw them in the pot right now, and the next break is in 10 minutes. So
no! You have to watch them because shrimp are translucent.
Yeah.
And when they become opaque, that's when you take them out.
What does it mean? I mean, they look
when
the color
see
they
through do. Them. Yeah.
When you can't see through them anymore.
Really?
So that could be like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
What happens when I stop seeing through you anymore, Roberta?
I'm done for.
The queen of cheap today.
By the way, those shrimp are going to be a chew toy for Charlotte in about 4 minutes.
The queen of cheap. Deals from Amazon, Shape Magazine, more of that sort of thing in about a half hour. We're going to meet the author of Folks, This Ain't Normal, a fellow named Joel Salatin, who is a third-generation family farmer, came to my attention. So we're going to meet him and have him tell us his story. We'll do that after we have a little laughter at 10 after, which comes up right after this on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Okay, so thank you very much for using that voice. You've persuaded us to do exactly what you want us to do. That's excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
11 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Richie and a couple of these. I got an email from somebody the other day who said they thought these were really cool. I had listed 4 or 5 things that maintain a healthy level of insanity in all of us. So here are a couple of more. I did a little more research. A couple of more examples of things that help you maintain your craziness. Right?
The show.
Yeah, okay, that's number one. Specify when you go through the drive-thru that your order is to go.
I used to do that.
Right?
And not, like, on purpose. I would just say, can I get that to go, please?
Mm-hmm. Singing along at the opera.
Roberta does that.
Da 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 5 days in advance, tell your friends.
My Toyota just came out and looked at me like, what is going on?
5 days in advance, tell your friends you can't attend their party because you got a headache. When the money comes out at the ATM machine, scream, I won! I won! Leaving the zoo, start running toward the parking lot yelling, run for your lives!
I saw one yesterday. It was pretty funny.
Oh, dear.
When you're, you know, when you're like 20 or 21 years old or 19 or something like that, and you're at a wedding, your grandparents and parents' friends are all coming up to you, and they kind of rub you on the head or pat you on the back, and they say,
and they
you're
say,
next.
Oh, how you've grown.
No, yeah. They say, you're next.
You're next.
So this one kid, just for fun at funeral, started looking it back at them and going, you're next.
Great. All right, here's the final way to maintain a healthy level of insanity time-wise today. You tell your children when you go to dinner, due to the economy, we're going to have to let one of you go. All right. We'll meet Joel Salatin, who has an important story to tell in a moment here on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
All right, 14 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I said we'd meet Joel Salatin, who's the author of Folks, This Ain't Normal. And as I don't know Joel, although I know he's a family farmer. He's from the Shenandoah Valley. They have a farm, an organic grass-fed farm, and they service about 3,000 families, a number of retail outlets, Richie, in your area, and mm-hmm. some restaurants, too. There are buying clubs that are connected to him. He has been profiled in a number of magazines. New York Times called him Virginia's most multifaceted agrarian and the high priest of the pasture. I like that. Joel, I like the high priest of the pasture. Can I borrow that?
Sure, that's great.
Yeah. I like that. You also wrote a book called The Omnivore's Dilemma. I really should handle this. I hand this over to Roberta and Richie because they're... A big omnivore. Roberta Fasnet especially is a big omnivore.
Oh, yes. My saying is if it don't run fast enough, it's dinner.
Right. So that gives you a little insight as to what goes on here. I'm a family farmer as well, and that's my reason for inviting you is because I saw what this book, Folks, This Ain't Normal, was all about. Tell us what you discuss in the book.
Well, the idea of the book is that we live in a blip of human civilization. You know, never in human history has a civilization routinely eaten things that you can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Never eaten things that you can't make in your kitchen. Did you ever try to make monosodium glutamate and high fructose corn syrup in your kitchen? The average food morsel travels 1,500 miles from field to fork.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge food police in this country that says it's perfectly fine to eat Cocoa Puffs, Twinkies, and Mountain Dew, but raw milk, Aunt Matilda's pickles, and compost-grown tomatoes are hazardous.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, you understand why this gentleman is here. Joel, I don't know if the producers told you that I have a dairy farm and I sell raw milk.
They did indeed. They did indeed. Right. So I think we must be kindred spirits.
I think you're probably right about that. But the more important message here is that folks just don't know where the food comes from. Regardless that we have a government that's way overzealous and uninformed, run by people who don't know and they don't care to know.
The average person, I think statistically 80% of Americans have no clue at 4 o'clock what they're going to have for dinner.
Yeah.
And yet most of them can probably tell you the latest Hollywood celebrities' body piercing anatomy, you know, from the celebrity magazine. This is not, folks, this ain't normal. It's not normal to be this disconnected from our food and ecological umbilical.
All right, so what do you recommend in this book? Again, folks, This Ain't Normal is the name of the book, and it's got to be available on Amazon and pretty much everywhere books are sold, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so what do you, then take a couple of minutes as we have time here and tell us how you think we ought to change our lives. There are little bits and pieces that we can do, right? And then maybe there are major things.
Sure, sure. Well, the one of the best things you can do is to get back in your kitchen. And that means, you know, using the techno-glitzy stuff that we have now. We're not talking about, you know, barefoot pregnant in the kitchen, you know, with a Ringer washer and, you know, a hoop skirt and being over the fireplace. But we've got Cuisinarts, we've got Slow Cook, Time Bake, we've got, all sorts of cool gadgets now. Well, they enable us to get raw, unprocessed food and sharpen our domestic culinary skills and quit patronizing the processed food industry that puts so much distance and weirdness, you know, between us and the farmer. That's one thing. Another thing is, a lot of people, I realize not every single person, but a lot of people can grow something just for your own immune system, to get your hands in the dirt a little bit, have a little cut, you know, that can exercise your immune system. Whether it's a patio garden, a tomato plant, or something more like, you know, replacing the two parakeets in the cage with two chickens that can eat your kitchen garbage.
Chickens eating kitchen garbage.
Yeah, or if you don't like chickens, I mean, two chickens instead of parakeets are a lot quieter than parakeets, and they actually do something positive.
You hear that, Roberta? Get rid of those damn parakeets and get a couple of chickens. That's the way you handle it. I had a couple of roosters on my farm, Joel, but I ran over one of them, so there's only one left.
Uh-oh.
And but Joel, don't believe this? He didn't eat the one he ran over.
No, I don't eat that stuff. I didn't eat it.
He's king of the hill now.
All right, but the point here is that we ought to have some clue as to where our food comes from. 2% of us feed the rest of the country and if not half the world. And to go to the supermarket and have children think that's where the food comes from, that ain't normal. And I think that's the sort of thing that Joel is pointing out here in the book.
Yeah, that's right. What I want to do is when you get to the end of the book and you close it, I want you to just have this great big deep belly laugh and realize, wow, you know, I've been snookered. I thought the government was going to take care of me. I thought the Monsanto was going to take care of me.
No.
I thought all these people were going to take care of me.
No, ain't going to take care of you. No, the book is called Folks, This Ain't Normal. Check out PolyFaceFarms.com. Website PolyFaceFarms, all one word, .com. Joel, a pleasure to meet you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Zip-a-dee-doo-dah days. Now that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it.
Zip-a-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-ay, Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-ay. My oh,
I didn't do bad. I haven't sung that song for
you. I don't think you still cannot buy this movie.
No, because
Song of the South.
Right, Song of the South was deemed to be racist or some other stupid thing.
In fact, I'm just looking at Amazon.com, and there is one copy of a VHS tape from 1940.
Yeah.
It says $95.
I'd buy it.
Wow.
Can you sign me up for it? I want to buy it. I want to have my...
Yeah.
I don't think my children have ever seen it.
Well,
it was
VHS.
One of the, listen, I mean, this is the Song of the South.
Yeah.
One of the first... For me, in my life, this was the first Disney thing I ever saw, and I didn't know from nothing about Disney. There were no theme parks, there were no, it was just Walt Disney was on television. But this movie, my mother took me to see, if I'm not mistaken, it was in Cinerama. I think it may have been one of the first Cinerama movies. And there was something about the character. I think that, I don't think I was six. And I still remember, you just heard me sing the lyrics to the song as Uncle Remus. And, you know, the people who are politically correct think that this shows black people in a negative, simplistic way. It blows my mind that some of these people get away with this stuff, but they have.
Well, also because, I mean, they use the term tar babies.
Yeah, they do.
So
it was a character called Tar Baby.
That was, so that was considered very racist.
Yeah. It's a wonderful, sweet, just terrific message anyway for me, and I haven't got a racist bone in my body, so it obviously didn't ruin my mind. Anyway, the reason that we have this playing in the background is because someone has come up with a suggestion that's actually pretty doggone good. There is, Richie actually turned me on to this, so I always let him, I will defer to him. There's an idea here that's been planted in my mind from having it planted in Richie's mind, from having it planted by somebody else in his mind. So you can go back to the theory, the theme and literally the theme, the parks and all the other things that happen and run well. What's the coefficient here, Richie?
Well, basically, a woman who was a contributor to the Huffington Post and her husband were on vacation in Disneyland. And, you know, throughout the course of their vacation there, and most of us have been there, and you see how clean it is, you see how well it runs. You know, when they say a bus comes every 20 minutes, exactly at that 20-minute mark, the bus is there.
Yep.
Everybody's, you know, very polite. The customer service is amazing. And the woman started to say to her husband, Wouldn't it be nice if they ran our government, or if our government ran more like they run things here? And they had a little debate, you know, the husband was like, well, it's not realistic because they don't have to provide defense or, you know, health care.
They have defense. There are people who are trying
to. That was part of the debate they had.
Yeah.
So then she went on to wonder why Disney runs so well. And basically, it was attitude from the top down.
Management.
Attitude.
Yep.
Management and attitude.
Attitude starts at the top.
Every person is a valued important employee, and every person is a contributor.
Yeah.
And if our government were treated the same way, it would run so much better. So that's the gist
theory.
Of it. Yes.
Okay. Now we're gonna delve into this a little bit more. Roberta, we'll have her Queen of Cheap. We'll talk a little more about this in a few moments. Excuse my voice. 28 after
past the hour. Good day.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouthwatering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service!
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's getting his rubberized shrimp out of his pot now, I'm sure.
Right, we're hearing what?
What does your shrimp look like? Because I know that's what you were just doing.
I just shut it off.
You left them in there? Did you pull them out of the pot?
No, I left them in the water.
Doug put some shrimp in boiling water in at the top of the hour, so they've been in there for about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're done by now, right?
They look like, well, you said that you weren't supposed to be able to see through them when they were cooked.
Right.
So I can't see through them. I can't stick anything into them either.
Right. They are now a chew toy for your dog.
Another great American day on the radio. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli has the Queen of Cheap here in a few moments. A lot of things that you can save money on. Just apply your ear to what she has, and then you can get the background info or reinforcements, if you will, at DougSteffens.com and the Queen of Cheap box. We're talking about how to run the government better. Richie came upon some information. The Huffington Post printed an article. It basically was an overview of a woman who went to Disney World and looks around, sees everything running well. So how come we can't do this in the government? Disney's a big organization. Now, so to underscore, I'm trying not to be a hypocrite here. There are a lot of things about Disney that I don't like. I think that you wouldn't find all the employees happy. There are always things that are going on. But in terms of this discussion, for this purpose, I think the lady is spot on. And there are so many other outfits that run well, but this is so visible. Disney is so visible.
They say, you know, and I'm kind of connected to that mommy blogger world through our friend Maria Bailey and know some of her friends.
Yeah.
And they say that once you're in at Disney as an employee, it's a lifetime job.
You can stay there.
They stay there. It's like almost like a cult in that they it's such a community and that it's such a good organization.
I like it.
Now we're talking about Disney World.
Yeah,
Disneyland.
Right. We're talking about the theme parks. Yeah.
Right.
And I liken it to the big airlines, especially I know American best. You'll find very few people leaving America. They may change their jobs. But once you get into a big company like that, where there is close, the people that work together, and maybe this is it, Richie. I have a friend who works at American, and she tells me about things that go on. You know, you think you have there's 84,000 people that work for this airline, and they have hundreds of planes flying all over the world, And you wonder, how in the name of God do they keep it all together? And many times, because of the way we view the service, because it's so bad, their attitude's so bad, you think, how does anything work? What I found out by sort of looking at the inside of this through her eyes, there are pockets, the various unions and the various jobs. These people pretty much take care of their own problems. So let's say somebody's not pulling his or her weight, that's a baggage handler. The people who are working with them, they fix the problem with that person. Either the person is ostracized or goes along with the program. They don't go to management. They don't cry. They don't scream. They don't yell. They fix it. And so in this circumstance, what you're hearing Richie say about Disney, sort of the same thing, maybe a little more pleasant because of the atmosphere, but it is something that you do see. The place is clean. The food is pretty much in all of the restaurants and stuff. It may be expensive, but it's well presented. The hotels are well run. There's a pristine feeling.
And they're always on.
Yeah.
They're
right.
Always, you never see anybody out of character.
Mm-mm.
Whether it be a bus driver, a maid, or somebody who's performing on the main street. It's always on.
The principle that you apply makes a lot of sense.
Well, after Roberta does her Queen of Sheep, I'll tell you the three principles. This woman went and interviewed Lee Cockrell,
yeah,
who was the vice president and wrote a book called Creating Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, what was it? It's not the magic that creates
magic.
The attitude that creates the magic, not the magic that creates the attitude.
Okay. So that's worth a moment or two of our time. That comes up after Roberta checks the items that are of interest for you today. Lots of them.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of...
An inspiration, she is.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I searched, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know...
Yes.
...that I searched across the nation for the cheapest person I could find. And here she was right under my very nose with information... that really grabs your attention. Our goal here is to make the lists more than lists. We want you to know what it is that Roberta has found that's so special. Tidbits of information every day. So have I built you up enough, Roberta?
I think so.
All right, okay.
I'm watching my daughter leave here, and she has on a skirt that's way too short.
Uh-oh. Victoria,
listen
to your mother.
I wear this out all the time.
I do, and you never say anything.
Yeah, listen to her.
You do, but you never say anything.
Yeah. Because I don't see you leave. Today I see you leave.
No, I come and say you, and I kiss you goodbye every morning.
Yeah. Okay, go. You're going to be late for school.
Bye.
Bye.
We love you, Victoria.
Oh, coming right home after school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
Bye.
Oh, mommy, I can't stand it when you talk to me like that.
Every single day.
She's basically a good kid.
Oh, she's a wonderful kid. She's more than a good kid. She's a wonderful, I will tell you that. I would have her come live on the farm. She could be my daughter. And she is a wonderful, I mean, not perfect. No kids. Nobody's
no,
perfect.
I mean, she's...
Roberta, I mean, look at who she is for her mother. How do you expect perfection out of that? 15-year-old.
Exactly.
I got that short skirt. She's discovered boys.
Oh,
boys.
You know, she rides the subways. And she's still so oblivious to, you know, how she looks. She's just...
All right, let's help some people with
the
Queen of Cheap Deals. Obviously, there was a special on short skirts, and that's why she's wearing one. Because you found a cheap short skirt.
A cheap one, exactly. Okay, let's start with the Wizard of Oz. I love the Wizard of Oz, and we've got an unbelievable deal. I couldn't believe this deal when I saw it. I actually went on and checked it out quite extensively to make sure that it was for real. What it is, it's a free ebook. It's through Amazon, you can get the free ebook. But then you can get the Wizard of Oz 2-disc 70th anniversary issue DVD for $5.49.
Ooey.
Yeah, that's what I bought when I first saw it.
With
free shipping.
Free.
I actually went and ordered it.
Free
shipping. So it's a Wizard of Oz 2-disc 70th anniversary issue DVD. $5.49. Go and grab it before they pull this, please. It's just incredible. Shape Magazine, if you want to get in shape. I actually really like this magazine. A year subscription, $2.50. How can you beat that?
Wow.
You know, now you should start thinking about holiday gifts now. I mean, this Wizard of Oz thing is a great stocking stuffer. So is Shape Magazine. Start ordering this stuff now, folks, and use it as holiday gifts. I mean, why not? You know, it's the middle of August. I mean, middle of October. Wrong month. Middle of October.
It was Christmas the middle of August 2 months ago. You were right up at the time, Roberta. Congratulations.
It's, you know, Christmas is a little more than, what, 2 months away?
Hey.
Right? Maybe 10 weeks? Is that what it is? 10 weeks away? 9 weeks away?
15,
something
so,
like that?
2 months, and 10 days, 13,
yeah.
12 days. Yep.
So about 9 weeks, a little over 9 weeks away. So start doing this so you're not like out there at the last minute with all the crowds and all that stuff like that.
Right.
And we've got a whole bunch of sites for you for free pumpkin carving designs. These are really cool. They're all sorts of stencils. And we've got free ones for you from Better Homes and Gardens, Reader's Digest, Pumpkin Masters, and even Martha Stewart. So you get these free stencils, you stick them on top of your pumpkin, you kind of trace them, and you cut away, and you'll have like the best looking pumpkins in your neighborhood. So free Wizard of Oz ebook and anniversary DVD for next to nothing. I mean, that $5.49 for that would be the shipping alone in most cases, but it's free shipping. $5.49 Shape Magazine for $2.50 for a year subscription and a whole bunch of pumpkin stencils for you to carve your pumpkin.
Whoopee! All of the
Queen of Cheap.
Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com. Check it out on the homepage. Speaking of Christmas, it's Halloween in 2 weeks, a little bit over
two weeks.
2 weeks from this weekend. Have you bought any Halloween candy yet is the poll question today at DougStefan.com. A, not yet, it's too early. B, yes, and it's safely hidden. C, bought it and ate it. We'll buy more soon. I bought some candy corn the other day. I've always loved candy. It's like eating, you might as well stick sugar into your veins. Maybe I'll allow myself to have one a day or something.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So Halloween candy, the focus on the poll today. Yesterday's poll, have you ever gotten a traffic ticket fixed? Remember the story yesterday about the lady who was trying to fix a traffic ticket and she faxed it to the newspaper instead of to the court? So that didn't put her in a good stead or a good place. You know, we all know that people have tried to fix tickets. 20% of you who responded to that question said, yeah, it helps to know people. 18% of you said, no, I've never considered it. 19% said, I've never gotten a traffic ticket. God bless you. 17% said, no, I've thought about it, but never tried. 12% said, I tried, but I couldn't get it fixed. And another 13% said, yes, and it cost a lot. Polls are fun, and we like to have fun, and that's why we have them at DougStefan.com. In a moment, we're going to get the rest of the story. The three things, it's three things that Disney had. This interview this lady did, that we're talking about trying to keep Disney running well. You said there are three principles that she found
correct
in discussing it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Okay. So that's coming up. I have a 2020 news quiz question as well. You ready?
Sure.
Yep. No, it's a little bit late. Federal prosecutors are preparing to target radio stations that advertise what? 800-510-8255. This will send you, if you're not over the edge, yeah, there's a moment in every day I find myself going over the edge. And it usually has to do with this kind of stuff. So you get a clue about, you know, it's one of my things. And so you'll maybe be able to figure it out. It's been, especially in the West Coast, something that everybody's talking about. Federal prosecutors targeting radio stations that advertise what? 800-510-8255. Answer coming up. Plus, Richie goes over the three things that make things run well. It's 14 and a half before the hour on Good Day.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills?
Yes.
With Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
All right, Richie, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
You sure?
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Not ladies offended.
First. No, ladies first. Ladies.
Very sweet, Richie. Thank you. It's Doug Arena here on the Good Day program at 13 before the hour. The question is, what are the feds prepared to do? They're going after radio stations that advertise something. What are they worried about? Grace, what do you think? The answer
vitamin
is
supplements.
Vitamin supplements. That's not it now, but who knows? It could be the next page in the next chapter of this book called How to Ruin America. All right, Grace, thanks for trying. Aaron is in El Paso listening to KTSM. Hi, Aaron.
How you doing?
All right, sir. What's going on? What do you think the feds are targeting on the radio?
Medical marijuana.
The federal prosecutor's office in Los Angeles has warned radio stations that advertising medical marijuana dispensaries in California is against federal law. And they are going to single out anybody, not only on the radio who are advertising. The district attorneys are, in four different California districts, are looking at landlords and property owners who rent buildings where cultivation of marijuana is allowed. Are we sick? Crazy, stupid, what are we? I mean, if there's no other reason to throw the guy out of office that's in there now, that's a perfect example of how to misplace whatever judgment they have. And this is back to, Aaron, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll send you a swell prize. Richie, this is back to what you were talking about with Disney running things. And this kind of stuff is so off the chart.
You got to have your priorities.
Sir. Right. And that's one of the things they have at Disney.
Yeah.
So what else do they tell you?
Well, this woman who wrote this article interviewed Lee Cockrell, a former VP, who wrote a book called Creating Magic. And he says that their success goes back to leadership skills employed by every single Disney employee, whether it's the president of the company or somebody mopping Main Street. And the three main things are value everyone and show it. Respect every single employee as if they're as important as the president. Practice humility. Nobody's ever always right, and you have to know when you're wrong and admit it when you're wrong. And then
and that goes to the top.
Right.
That tone is always set at the top of any company.
So
that alone.
But think about this with regard to government. And this is the whole argument. How could our government run better? And if they were to employ these three things or the way that they do it, it would run better. And here's the one I thought really struck me. Gain trust and then work to keep it.
Uh-huh.
This woman said
wow.
When they promised that the bus would be there in 20 minutes, it was there. When they promised that the bus made this many stops in between there, it did it.
Mm-hmm.
When they promised that this food looked like this on the menu, it was there.
Yep.
Think about that with your politicians. Do you have that kind of trust?
No.
When you go to your favorite
None.
Restaurant because you know you
Yep.
expect the steak, whatever, is going
Yeah.
to look like this, can you get that? When I go to Apple, I know that they are going to fix
Yep.
my computer.
There's another.
I'm walk
run the
happy.
Company like they run Apple.
I
run
know
the country.
I'm going to walk out of Apple
Right.
happy when I go there
Yeah.
with an issue.
Yeah. Why can't it be done? It can be. We just don't have the will yet to make it that way. Think about it. Great. That's great, Richie. Great stuff. 51 after on Good Day.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Grateful is the word of the day. For what might you be grateful today? What are you learning about the day already so far? Maybe you'd be grateful that you have our companionship. We're certainly grateful we have yours. Thank you. Roberta and Richie and I, Jennifer's gone off. So we are here. Jennifer normally does the television report. However, I will act in her stead. She will tell you I act in her stead all the time, even when she's here.
Yeah, even when she does her television report, you do her television report.
One of the things I like best on television is The View. I was sort of infatuated with Elizabeth. I just find her to be fetching.
Hot.
Yeah, she is kind of. And I'm intrigued by Joy Behar, always have been. There's something about her.
He used to say she was vapid.
Who?
Elizabeth Hasbrook.
Elizabeth, yeah, I did say that, but I changed my mind.
Now that she's hot.
Right.
Okay.
Vapid. So on The View, there are a couple of different things that have happened in the last week or so that I find interesting, including their focus on Herman Cain's mustache and the award. God, listen to this.
Herman Cain has snagged another big nomination. The American Mustache Institute has nominated him as Mustached American of the Year. And it seems to be that his biggest competition could come from another politician. Jimmy, the rent is too damn high. McMillan.
I don't want to brag, but I came in third.
With this mustache thing, I just got to say, for white men, mustaches is a really hard look to pull off because a lot of black men have facial hair. Because you see, we got some pictures with Lawrence Fishburne, Denzel, you know, Will Smith. They do mustaches. When a white man does a mustache, he looks like a porn star.
I was wondering where she was going with that.
Tell that to Tom Selleck. All right.
Oh,
again, always amusing.
Well, he does. Think about it.
Who, Tom Selleck looks like a porn star?
Yeah. No, white guys with mustaches.
White guys with mustaches.
Yeah.
All right. Should miners use tanning beds? That's up next.
Ooh.
I think that's an interesting controversy, actually. Back to California and something else they want to prohibit. Stand by.
This is Peter Schiff on the Peter Schiff Minute. I want to weigh in on the Occupy Wall Street movement. You know, the biggest problem is the protesters are occupying the wrong street in the wrong city. They should be on Pennsylvania Avenue down in Washington, D.C., protesting Congress, protesting the White House, protesting the Federal Reserve. You know, they're protesting all the things that are wrong with capitalism, not capitalism. What they're actually protesting is crony capitalism that has its roots in Washington. You're seeing the consequences of crony capitalism playing out on Wall Street. It's playing out on main streets all over this country. But the real beef is not with the free market and not with capitalism, but on all the things the government has done and the Federal Reserve has done to undermine capitalism, to prevent market forces from operating, and that has caused not only the housing bubble, but the financial crisis, and that is responsible for all of the problems in the economy that the protesters are protesting. For more, go to shiftradio.com.
Yeah!
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay, yeah. So we're having fun. The television show The View is one that has, they're pretty provocative and they have interesting points of view. Here they talk about California's prohibition on minors using tanning beds.
In an effort to combat skin cancer, California has become the first state to prohibit minors under 18 years old from using ultraviolet tanning beds with or without parental consent.
I don't know. But what are these toddlers going to do all winter to maintain their tans? The little toddlers in tiaras.
Spray painted them.
You know, I don't know what you do.
In this spray paint, they just dip them or something.
But even still, the airbrush, that's not even good because the fumes getting in your nose. But I don't have a problem with them saying you can do it with parental consent, because they are saying you got to get consent from your parents. I just have a problem when they tell me we're taking it out of your hands.
I suspect that they think that maybe the parental consent wasn't as legitimate as they would have hoped. You know, maybe that there was some skirting around that, and maybe they thought, let's fill in the blanks here.
They're not actually
getting the consent, and we're going to shut it down.
Research is showing that these tanning beds are so dangerous and so carcinogenic that they will cause cancer on vital organs. So now a child under the age of 18, I believe, is not allowed to buy cigarettes, is not allowed to buy alcohol.
Right.
So it kind of makes sense that they would make a law like this, because it is very dangerous.
I'm with her on that. It's Joy, the tanning beds. I agree with that. I don't agree with the approach they have toward the medical marijuana radio. You heard us earlier talking about the feds checking and actually going after radio stations that have ads for medical marijuana. Anybody who's renting land is somebody who grows it. Get lost. Go to Disney. Learn how to run the company.
Yeah.
I mean, the country.
And the country.
Yeah. Do that, too. All right. We always have lots of food for thought. I'm regretting one thing, and that's that we're out of time in this hour of the Good Day program. 59 after the hour.